Connect and be blessed by the teachings of Pastor Charles Inyaba, which will enable you to live a distinguished and supernatural life. Pastor Charles Inyaba is a young and anointed man of God and preacher of the gospel. He is the head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, a vibrant supernatural youth church, and the Praying Family, a non-denominational fellowship on KNUST campus. Have an expectation and prepare your hearts to receive from God as you connect to the undiluted Word of God. Let's delve into today's message.
Can you read louder? Quickly.
Proverbs chapter 5. My son, pay attention to my wisdom.
My son, now, pay attention to my
wisdom. Listen carefully to my wise
counsel. So it takes wise people to pay attention. Yes. If you're not wise, you can't pay attention. Yes. When you're easily distracted, if you're not wise.
Then you will learn to be discreet.
My son, everybody, is he, where is your phone? All the guys, maybe as I'm talking to you, are leaving here to go for the game. Let me show you what you are going to do. And let me show you what will happen to you. Read it.
My son.
Everyone, look into your Bible. Look into your Bible. Proverbs chapter 5.
My son. Pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my wise counsel. Then you will learn to be discreet. And will store up knowledge. The lips of an immoral woman.
Now, look at the verse 5. Starting from the verse 5, the lips of an immoral woman is as sweet as honey. That's why people like kissing by heart. Yes, because kissing is sweet. Now, that's what the Bible is saying. The lips of an immoral woman is as sweet as honey, and her mouth is sweeter than oil. That's lipstick. Her mouth is smoother than. That means, I don't want to go there. But in the verse 3 says, her mouth is smoother than what? Oil. The lips of an immoral woman is as sweet as honey. Her mouth is smoother than oil. Verse 4, but in the end, it is as bitter as poison. My brother, look, don't grab it. Is that as much she wanted me? This is Proverbs chapter 5. This year. That's fierce. So. My Lord. But in the end, she is as bitter, as poison, as dangerous as double-edged sword. You see, it talks about how when she appears, her mouth is as nice as honey, the lips is as smoother than oil, but in the end, the kissing is like poison, and it's like a sword in your throat. Now look at the verse 5. Everyone look at the verse 5. Look at the verse 5.
You are preaching.
Listen, who can pray the choir? What does the verse 5 say?
Verse 5.
You are your own. Now, everyone who endorses immorality, whether you are a guy, now look at the Bible says that anyone possessed, now listen, now this is not talking about a woman. It is admonishing us about the spirit of immorality. And the Bible says that any man or woman who is possessed by the spirit of immorality, the person, now look, her path goes down to death. Her path. Immorality will lead you to death. Whether you are a guy or a woman. Her path leads to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. Her feet goes down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. Verse 6. For she cares nothing about the path of life. She cares nothing about the path of life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't even realize it. Having sex anyhow, but you're not even realizing that you are just heading towards crashing into the grave. Now look at this. So verse 7. So my sons, Solomon is advising us. So my sons, listen to me. Never stray from what I'm about to say. He's going deeper now. Verse 8. What does he say? Where to go?
Stay away from her.
If you are there, you say stay away from me. If you are there, you say stay away from me. Why don't you go?
Stay away from me.
Don't go near the door.
So if you are down here, you came to school, go to have sex. Close there. I'm telling you. You see, some of us, we come here, my boy, my girl, my boy, and you see, foolishly around. You, listen, let me say the truth. Me, I don't care whatever you are thinking. I don't care whatever you are thinking. Of. Stay away from her. Now, the hair starts to stay away from immorality. Never stray from what I'm about to say. Stay away from immorality. Don't go near the door of the house. Don't go near. The Bible is advising us, and it's about to show us why he's telling us not to go near her door. Now look at this. Don't go near the door of her house. If you do, you lose your honor. So on the bed of immorality, that's what people trade their honor. When you say honor, do you know what honor is? Honor is glory. Respect. No lady will respect a man order to be like a father. Now, for instance, if a man like a father comes to propose, will you respect him again? You see, many of you don't know what happens you give a sexual star, you be a killer. But you don't know you are being trained in life. And many people after school, they struggle until they end up becoming their own boys. And Satan will kill them at the end. Yes, because I don't know, nothing they do works. So they only resort into other powers. Look at, stay away from her. Don't go near to her house. If you do, you will lose your honor. And you lose it to, so you see why people lose their blessings to other people. So on the bed of immorality, we transact our blessings. People take over from whatever we have worked for. You see, verse 8. Oh, and you, some guy, the Lord is my shepherd, I pray, the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want, we don't want to. Verse 9, all of you want to go.
You lose your honor.
Who, me or you? Now you see, you may think I'm joking. I'm a man of God. Sometimes when I preach like you may think I'm joking. I've met lots of people and I have a demon, how they say kissing. Yeah. And I wanted to teach on demons today. How demons can destroy your life. If you want to know how wicked demons are, stay in Job chapter 1. When Satan was giving permission to the life of Job, what he did to him in a day. In a day, not in 2 days. Give Satan a day, then destroy. Some of us, it's like we don't know what we are dealing with. We don't know. Some of us, we say, Meta Bon Samso. What is Samu Kanemi say? Who is Bon Samso? One who even angels had to fight. Michael and his angels had to fight him. Who is Meta Anaso? Merima Kosoro, Osoro, Osoro, Meta Bon Samso. This is how you can step on Satan by obeying what he's telling you. Verse 9. If you do, you lose your
honor.
So many people have lost. May God restore that honor.
Amen.
You see, you take our signs in seven. If I'm not lost, why would you say amen to the prayer? You are thinking, Verse 10. Now look at this. When you lose your honor, you lose it to merciless people. Then I am telling you, your glory can be transferred. And sometimes you are the cause of the transfer of your glory. Then in the second, can you do verse 9? If you do, you lose your
honor
and you lose it to merciless people, all you have achieved. Now, what you achieve if you don't achieve if you don't have to be a man. You see, if our wife say, wisdom will teach you how to stay with one, not with plenty. You see, if you're not wise, you can't even stay with one. Children like playing with different toys. Let's have a grace. Then said the Bible says, a man shall leave his father and shall cleave to your wife. Wife, not woman. What do you want? I'm flattering. Yes, God. Strangers will consume your wealth after walking in immorality. In joke with the word of God and see. I'm going to be more shit. On the call, share the same thing. And some of us, all we do is, you know, I know a certain prophet. What about knowing God for yourself? What about knowing God? I'm telling you, as a man of God who knows you enough to tell you the truth. You see, nowadays, pastors know that even in the preach, you not listen. So they tell you what you want to know, then you give your offering, then you go. But I'm telling you, there is an honor God has given you. That way you can train your honor is on the level of immorality. No, Satan can't take it from you. You are the one who permits Satan. You are the one. Why would you sleep with somebody you are not married to? Why? On the bed of immorality, we do spiritual transaction. That's why the Bible says that her mouth is as sweet as honey, but in the end it is as a poison. This one is kissing. Who told this kissing? If you have not read the word, you think you are just doing a normal thing. Verse 11. Look at this. In the end, you will groan in anguish. In the end, immorality will let you groan in anguish. Now, this is one of the things that is killing many of the people today. Let me verse 11. Want to do? So the end of every immoral person is disease. They are burning. So all the sicknesses we are seeing today is because of the immorality, the high level of immorality. Remember this. It's not sex. It's not this. Don't call it fun. All pain, anguish, hell, losing your honor. So will you trade your honor for 5 minutes pleasure? Verse 12. I know you can say more than this. Verse 12. So after you are now done with immorality, you don't say that that's one of the things many people can. Hey, I wish I knew how I hated discipline. So after people become victims of that immorality, then they say, oh, how I hated discipline. If only I had not ignored all the warning. So realize that what I'm doing now, I am warning you. Oh, yes. I'm warning you. Don't think I'm joking. I'm not joking. I'm warning you. Please don't joke with your life, though. But you see, for instance, come. She being my girlfriend has told me we can have sex. It's not written anywhere. God said a man shall leave his father and mother and shall become one with his wife, not woman, wife. I can only have access to her and her sex, or she can also have access to me. When we stand before God and we are pronounced husband and wife, and God is a witness to that relationship. Let me say, how I hated discipline. If only I had not ignored all the warnings. Oh, why? Now look at verse 13. Everyone read verse 13. Want to know? Oh, say the oh, some say it. Oh, because you have lost your honor. You have lost it. There's a place that you came over and know. You're stuck with about four guys. You have lost your honor. Some of you, before people used to dash with you, but now you have to beg for it. You've lost the honor. Honor is when people see the glory, it brings them to you. But now, what do you mean by people? The same guy who used to beg you to see you, you have to beg him to see you. See me. It means you've lost the honor. The honor that pulled him to you. Now he has lost it. You have lost it. So you have to now beg him. So I don't even call me today. Now, what moved him to you is no longer there. Say amen.
Amen.
Verse 30, want to go? What am I doing? Am I not teaching you?
Yes,
so if you are here, you don't see me as your teacher. You see me as the teacher, but not your. Is that a problem? Oh, why didn't I listen to Pastor Charles? Why didn't I pay attention to the instructions he was giving me? Go and break that relationship, my dear. Verse 14. I have come to the brink of my upper wing, and now I almost face public disgrace. One of the rewards of immorality is public disgrace, and nobody can run away from it. You can do the sex in the secret, but the reward of disgrace will be open. and God will ensure that it's going to come to pass. Look at Tamar and the bride. When the bride had sex with the sister, look at the end. His own mother killed him. Let me tell the truth. When Satan pushes you towards immorality, he is pushing you towards destruction. Never call it fun when it is actually hell. My God. Now look at this. Verse 15. Drink water from your own
well.
Share your love with your girlfriend. So the only person to enjoy that is your wife. Listen, after this, I'm trusting God for a certain anointing. When I beat, the scripture should just jump to your forehead, bam. So as I'm moving about, the verse chapter 5. The verse chapter 5. Drink water from your own
well.
Share your love with your
only with your wife.
With your wife.
Only.
Love is only. Aha.
Only.
Share your love with only your
wife.
Only. Not side chick. Not the girl in level 100. No. So why is that? God is endorsing that sex should be done between wife and
husband,
not boyfriend and girl. In verse 16, why spill the water of your offspring? Now, everyone want to go through verse 16. Do you know I saw a scripture today? God killed someone because he was having sex on him, and he removed the penis and spilled the sperm on the floor, and God killed him. Yes, he was having sex. And when the sperm was coming, I'm leaving. Then he punched the wall.
My God.
God killed him. Genesis, give me that scripture. I think chapter 40 or 30 something. Onan, if you don't want to be dead, why would you have sex? So, and the sperm was coming. And the Bible says, have you gotten it? He spilled it on the wall and God killed him. We are in the days of grace. Some of you have not spilled one, you have painted different walls. Father, repeat them in our days. Verse 16, you have the scripture. Onana.
Genesis 38 verse 9. But Onan was not willing to have a child
who would not be his own heir. So whenever he had intercourse with Tamar, he spilled the semen on the ground to keep her from having a babe who would not belong to
him. He only wants enjoyment.
But the Lord considered it a wicked thing.
God considers any sperm wasted a wicked thing. You see, some of you, when you don't know the word of God, you fall around. Now look at what the Bible says about such people.
But the Lord considered it a wicked
thing. The Lord considered the action as wickedness. And then what?
For Onan to deny a child to his dead brother. So the Lord took Onan's life too.
The Lord took his life. If you know spiritual things, and you know that on you. Verse 16. Why spill the water? Tell me where we want to go.
Why spill the water of
your spirit? Read it. I know it's on your phone. Read it. Want to go. Verse 16.
Why spill the water of your
spirit?
You
should
have
reserved
it for yourself.
Never share the what?
Shame.
Why? Because it is for your wife and it is for your husband. Never share the breast. Never share your buttocks. Let me end by saying, do you have a picture? Verse 18, where did you go? Did you say, where's me? Where's me? Where's me? Where's me? Where's me?
Is that?
Hey, what are you saying? Now, you see, some of you, do you know that I know your plans? Someone was saying that, say about me, you need to know the Bible, and then wrong. And I'm going to take a picture. If you're a dead member, you look at your phone and I'm going to say, man, I catch it all. You'll be saying shit and then I'm so bad. Waba. Verse 19. Now look at verse 18. Look at, I love this one. Look at verse 18. Everybody look at the verse 18. One, two, go. Let your be a what? So that means that God encourages us to marry as young as possible.
Wow.
Listen. Rejoice in the instead of fornicating, if you do love and both your family. That's to me, that's the definition of love. What is that person say, I'm pregnant? What do you mean? What do you mean? Tell me. Tell me now, who did it? Some of you are dating Fierosh. Tell him, my dad, I send a picture to my dad. Hey! Rejoice in the wife of your. She's a loving dear and a grateful.
No.
Yeah. So, wow. I will name my first one solo. Let her grace satisfy you. She's a loving dear, a grateful dear. Let her breast satisfy you. Always. May you always be captivated by her love. And listen to me. That statement, it is crazy. Don't you want to make sure you want to say that? Because I saw not want to say that. I say, may you always, do not at a point you can lose interest in your wife. But it takes a certain level of wisdom and discipline to be captivated by her beauty always. That means, you have made up your mind that when whoever you see, whether Miss US, Miss Mexico, your wife is the most beautiful woman. May you always be captivated by her love. Why be captivated, my son? By an immoral woman or fondled with the breast of a promiscuous woman. When actually you can marry your own wife.
Oh, yes.
What did I do? I showed you what happens on the bed of immorality. So go back to the other king, and say, no, warning. Many of you know this in the Bible. Be honest. You didn't know. Wait. You didn't know that throwing a sperm on the wall. The man in power copies the boy. No, what will be doing? Tan. Have you learned something today? The next time I will show you something deeper than even this one. Yes. So let me ask a question. Those who have done it, ask yourself, what honor have you lost on the bed of immorality? What honor? Who they say, I can't quite tell you guys or the found quasim conwa. Edamai. May God help every lady here.
Amen.
And every guy here.
Amen.
Not to trade your glory for 5 minutes pleasure.
Amen.
When you marry, when you see a wife now, you may be removed. Lawrence, when you have this happy to your power. You see, do you know what makes honeymoon so nice? When finally God brings both of you together. Still, I see that so you don't send me at Africa. I'm the second one. Still, I see that so now we mention anyway. Is that so? So, you're not comfortable, eh? Are you comfortable? Should I preach like this while she stop? How many of you have learned something today about immorality? It's not sexual styles. It is once we are giving her styles, there are styles of how demons are also taking away your glory. I will teach you deeper on for the case of what happens, how covenants are made. That is why people can never forget people they have sex with. You can never forget. Even if in a dream, you can't forget. Yes, I'll show you why. Married couples can still not forget certain people they have sex with. So their husbands can't even satisfy them. There are more complications more than what you think. What they take more bed, no so. Obo kwa nye bed, student bed. Big, any bed, see me. Madam Lawyer. Why? I should be sorry that. I see God giving you grace.
Amen.
To overcome immorality.
Amen.
Now God gave a prohibition that you can marry the wife of your youth. So as a youth, stop praying about your marriage.
Wow.
Don't start looking for a girl to flex and say, I'll bounce like that. And then I told you before, boys or children like playing with what? How many of you have been blessed by the way today? One by one, line by line. This is one of the scriptures guiding me from immorality. Hey, losing my honor. The honor of people knowing each other. Do you know what it means when people say, man of God, I know you somewhere. Man of God, hey, give me messages in Germany, whatever. And one sexual encounter. It is a problem with you. You said James has messaged James. How many of you realize that even if you are football up and now, otro? Or football up and now, otro? It is much better than you think, though. Please, as much as we are all laughing about this, take it serious. Take it what?
Serious.
Don't joke with this. Solomon now, pray now, baby. We all cast in your vanity. So I don't know what we have. This is a guy. God will start the empire, but let's have the castle Mumbai assembly and send
back.
Amen. Are you blessed by what I just said?
Yes.
You didn't know that it was in the Bible, right? No, you know. So don't go and do something and say, oh Lord, I didn't know. You know. Some of you, after doing it, you just share some crocodile tears and say, oh God, I didn't know it was about her. Who was moving the blazer for you? Shout, I will stay pure.
I will stay pure.
Shout with my feelings to know that you are prophesying.
I will stay pure.
One day I will say something to you from Proverbs chapter 7 also. Another dangerous scripture about immorality. I'm the to super shine the mouth. So, background, and I said, so, best guys who like me. Right, let me stop. But sincerely, how many of you have been blessed by what I said? How many of you wish you knew that you were losing an honor by whatever you wish? If you say, but can I give you a good news?
Oh, yes.
If any man be in
Christ,
he is a new.
Yeah.
So when you come here, when we preach like this, don't joke with it. Go back and think about the scripture. On the bed of immorality, people have lost their honor. And like this, they have a man. Say, Father, show me mercy.
Father, show me mercy.
If I like that, shout the ladder.
Father, show me mercy.
God bless you for listening to this message. May your life never be the same as you have connected to the Word of God through His servant, Pastor Charles Inyaba. Connect with the man of God on Facebook and Instagram at Inyaba Charles.